This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. Missouri's tax revenues are running ahead of projections heading into the final month of the state budget year. Figures released by the State Office of Administration show general revenues are up 3.4% compared to 2011. That's ahead of the projected 2.7% growth upon which the 2012 budget was based. Corporate income taxes were down 9.9% for the year. Missouri's 2012 fiscal year begins July 1st and ends June 30th. The city of Kirksville is adopting a new wireless emergency alert system, which will send severe weather warnings via text messages. KBIA's Andrew Yost has more.
The National Weather Service will broadcast these warnings through local area service towers in the affected counties at no cost to residents. Kirksville officials say they had decided to utilize the wireless emergency alert system as another means of warning the public when televised warnings, radio announcements, and outdoor sirens weren't enough. Kirksville Fire Chief and Emergency Manager Randy Barron says the adoption of the WEA system will aid in alerting local residents.
I think it's money well spent. I think it's just, like I said, it's another tool in the toolbox. I think people have to take responsibility for themselves and check the weather.
The WEA system was launched on the first of this month, and the entire project has been in the works for several years, according to National Weather Service officials. Andrew Yost, KBIA News.
U.S. Senate candidate John Bruner has launched the first critical TV ad in Missouri's Republican Senate primary. Bruner's campaign debuted an ad today accusing Republican opponents Sarah Steelman and Todd Aiken of manufacturing debt in their government jobs. The ad targets votes Aiken took in Congress to raise the nation's debt limit. It also targets votes Steelman took as a state senator in support of bonds and budget bills authorizing particular projects. Bruner, Aiken, and Steelman are competing in an August primary election for the right to challenge Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. More than a year after a vandalism incident that brought race issues to light on the University of Missouri campus, a former MU student has been sentenced to serve probation and community service. KBIA's Eric Hilt has more.
Boone County Circuit Court Judge Christine Carpenter has sentenced Ben Elliott to 2 years probation yesterday afternoon. Elliott pleaded guilty to spray painting a racial slur on a statue outside of Hatch Hall on MU's campus in February 2011. Elliott originally faced felony hate crime charges. However, those charges were reduced to a misdemeanor property damage charge. County Assistant Prosecutor Ryan Haig says the charges were reduced because of the way the statute is written.
In this case, the state would have had to prove that the defendant's conduct was knowingly motivated because of the race of the victim. The victim in this case is the university.
Elliott is required to complete 100 hours of community service as part of his probation. Eric Hilt, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.